Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population. What should we say?
I want Pembertonian.
But do we want to say the new show that's on NBC?
Population Johnny Pemberton. And my friend, you have achieved, you've done this before. But
I've done it before.
You've achieved, it is just amazing. I mean, I feel like we don't know, we hardly know anyone who's on network TV shows.
Can I say, I hardly want to say your name is J.P. Pemberton.
You can say J.P. Pemberton.
I feel like that feels like a little bit more like you come from an upper crust background.
J.P. Pemberton.
You want to know my full name?
Yes.
It's even worse.
Let's hear it.
My full legal name is John Desjarnet Pemberton III.
I think that's an amazing
Desjarnet?
Name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It even has a lower case D when done correctly. And then
really?
It's the most...
Desjarnet?
I didn't know I was...
Is that when you have deja vu that you've been in France when you're in France?
It's cool. I mean...
Desjarnet sounds like someone's full name.
I think it is. It's someone's last name.
But like first and last.
Oh,
my name is
what's up? My name's Desjarnet.
I think you could be, if you wanted to change... You have a great acting name, but if you wanted to change your name to Janet Desjarnet...
Johnny Desjarnet.
Johnny Desjarnet.
Johnny Five, you know, like Short Circuit.
Yeah. Johnny Five.
Johnny Five.
Johnny Five.
There's this great reggae guy JPP. Named Johnny Ringo, who I think is fucking Johnny cool as so. Hell.
I love it, dude. Well, you are on a great new show
called I Feel Bad on NBC.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thursday nights.
You're on the Thursday
NBC. Thursday block. Must see TV.
It goes Friends, Seinfeld, then your show, correct?
And I Feel
Bad.
I haven't watched NBC in a while.
Yeah, well, last week something crazy happened, which I don't know if it's ever happened before, but it's definitely never happened to me because I was a guest on Superstore the same night. So it was like crazy thing.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I just took over NBC for like an hour.
Dude, you just took it over.
It's
the Pemberton block. It's the Desjarnet block on...
hanging out on Cloud 9.
It's like an eclipse, but the opposite.
Right. Brightness everywhere.
Amazing. So cool. And again, so cool that you're on this show, which looks really cool. It's a Polar-produced show.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really funny. Everyone's just... I like working with everyone so much. It feels weird.
Right.
Weird because you enjoy showing up and everybody's creative and cool.
And you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. We know that feeling. That's what happens in this stupid
business. Don't wait for the other shoe to drop. It's phenomenal.
Just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it because...
Enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it. Yes.
Are you still doing your live show too?
Yeah, once a month. Yeah, we do it once a month at the Satellite. I think it's the first Sunday of every month, so I think that's November.
People should go check that out.
Yeah, it's wild. You guys got to be on it.
Oh, Let's do it.
I'd love to do it. And then you also have the amazing podcast that you do.
Yeah,
here.
Live to tape. Mm-hmm. With Johnny Pemberton on The Starburns.
I was listening to you guys recording a little bit of it. It's so goddamn funny. I was laughing. You didn't even see me. I was in the control room and I was laughing.
Hiding and laughing. I love it.
It is really
all right.
Good.
Well, it's fun and dumb in the best possible way. There's also dumb in the worst possible way. Mm-hmm. And
We have one way to fight back is through comedy. The world's getting dumber. Let's just get into it.
You ready?
I'm getting dumber.
But let's fight it.
Beat it back, Desjarnet.
This was sent in by Jen at, this is a great handle, Swagger of Fools.
Whoa. Which perfect for this show.
Could be the title of this
swagger
podcast.
Swagger of Fools. It's like a foolish swagger.
I believe you have a swagger of fools amongst you, I say.
A swagger of fools.
How dare you present a swagger of fools to me?
I
we
hope
bring
that's her
to
podcast.
You a swagger of fools.
S-O-F.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Great town.
Here we go. Great town. Love it.
We love it there.
A man who caused a scene at an East Madison bar Tuesday night, attempted to swim from first responders, was arrested.
Okay.
Swim.
Yeah.
That's the Midwest spirit right there.
Like, Lake Monona?
Mendota.
Is a town south of Rochelle, Illinois. We played them in football.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
But I think it's Lake Mendota and Lake Minona.
Well, there's also Lake Minnetonka. There's Lake
Winnebagoche.
There's Lake Okoboji. There's Lake
Lake Titicaca.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Easy. That's a real lake, Dan.
Lake Taco Tico.
Thank you.
I love Taco Tico.
Lake Topo Chico.
Just put a little bit of that on my burrito.
Oh, the Topo Tico?
Like
oh,
pickled penis?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't think that is a lake. Not a lake.
Yeah, it's what they call it. It's what they call it. Nothing to do about it.
He's right. It is in
it's
Bolivia.
Great camp.
It's what they call it.
It's what they call it in Bolivia. What are we going to do? Get mad? I'm just dipping a toe in Lake Pickled Penis.
What? It's what they call it. That's what they say.
We're going to go skinny dipping in Lake Pickled Penis?
What? I didn't name it. What?
Why are you
looking at what they call it? A penis is a thing.
What?
It's a word.
Excuse me.
It's how it's shaped. Blame God.
Oh, come on.
It's a very long, thin
lake. It couldn't decide if it looked like a pickle or a penis. They named it both. It was 1936. Relax.
The water comes from the testicles.
What are we talking about here?
That's not true.
The Earth's testicles. Come on.
According to a news release, a drunken man had launched himself into other bar patrons. Launched himself into other bar patrons.
So that means
he crouched down
and sprung out into Jesus.
Playing a lot of Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. While attempting to start a mosh pit during a live music performance. Doesn't everybody love the guy who wants to start a mosh pit?
By the way, this was an acoustic set, so dick move.
You're very.
Dick move.
That's me in seventh grade. Just please, can we have a mosh pit, all five of us? Please,
right.
Please.
I'm going to jump with my back into you. You can't force a mosh pit on
you. Have any of you been in like a hardcore mosh pit?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yes. Have you?
Absolutely.
Really?
I was so
what show?
Well,
what shows?
Oh, God, I don't know. Because this was back in the 90s when I was really into like Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins.
Pearl
Jam.
Black Flag. Did you ever go see like one of those?
Never saw Black Flag.
Perfect Circle. Bad Mad Religion.
This is starting to change rapidly into a different genre. I know.
Sister Hazel.
Rage Against the Machine.
Goo Goo Dolls.
10,000 Maniacs.
The Cranberries.
Hang on a second.
Sophie B. Hawkins.
David Copperfield.
Chumbawamba. What? He had an album.
Pat Boone.
You're doing a mosh pit at a magic show.
Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance, does an acoustic set.
Hold on a minute.
Shoes only.
All right. So, but you loved the mosh pit?
I liked it because it was like an outlet. You know, if you're like a angsty young man, which I was.
Yeah.
Maybe even still a bit angsty.
Yeah, you are. But you kind of have to keep your head on a swivel in a real mosh pit, right?
Yeah, because someone's gonna throw a bow.
It's like a fight.
Yes.
It's like a no fist fight.
So there's a moment when guys play in professional football where you're like, oh, you just like hitting people really hard. Mm-hmm. So a mosh pit allows you the moment where you can be like, I'm gonna just throw haul off and punch somebody.
I feel like every guy in a mosh pit half wants to fight.
Well,
they're okay with a fight.
It's like, what can I get?
Were you like that?
Well, I got to make this distinction here. I believe there is a difference between a true mosh pit and what the school officials would call slam dancing.
Yeah, slam dancing, very different. Yeah.
I went was in a mosh pit at the last Jesus Lizard show in L.A., which was about a year ago, and it was mostly men over 40.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. it was
nursing injuries.
Just sweating.
Fun.
And these you've never seen men so happy in your life.
Here's what you never hear in a mosh. Here's a line you'll never hear in a mosh pit. That lady hit me hard.
Yes.
You know what else? You'll never hear someone holding their phone be like, I gotta take this.
Yeah. You never hear like, oh, my wife is so happy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm so happy.
Tell my kids I love them.
Okay. Well, he tries to start a mosh pit in a bar where no one's. That's the other thing, too. You got to have a group think to a mosh pit.
Yes.
You can't just be like, I'm making it.
Yes.
You can't necessarily be the mosh pit you want to see in the world. It takes a village.
Be the mosh pit you want to be.
Right.
Start the mosh pit you want to be. Not
during a live music performance, he
Dan, don't you dress for the mosh pit you want to be in, not the one that you're in?
There you go.
Not
flowing robes, bright colors,
not
something
the group
earthy.
You're,
brass
dress
knuckles.
For the mosh pit you want to be in, not the group you're
not the group you're slam dancing
to.
With.
He was urged to calm down, which is my favorite thing about this.
Calm down! I'm urging you!
Which means he's not getting... He started jumping into people, and they didn't kick him out. They were like, hey, man, I just need you to calm down.
Excuse me, sir. I urge you to calm down.
That's so Midwest. Like, hey, can you just calm down
a little
bit?
Said
you
just jumped into a woman who's nursing her baby. Can
like
you stop?
Uncle that doesn't have kids at Christmas being like, guys! Calm down.
Everybody
I don't know how you do it,
down.
Deb.
Oh, my God. Calm down. What are you doing? Go outside if you're going
to
calm down.
I'm trying to nap after that dinner.
And
go
when,
outside.
And when he didn't calm down, he was escorted out of the bar, which it's almost them being mad. Like, all right, now we got to kick you out. Come on. Let's
get
go.
You did this to yourself.
Who couldn't calm down? Answer. Who couldn't calm down?
You did it to yourself.
You couldn't.
Right.
You couldn't.
Well, I only had 14 Laneys.
Doesn't matter. You've got to be able to hold it. That guy over there has had 15, and he's sitting quietly.
Get this guy to pay his tab of Lionel Kugels.
Can I take my new Glarus with me? No. You didn't calm down. Leave
it. And you can't take your Plaza Burger either. Get out of here.
Don't you walk towards the tornado room.
Okay. Yeah, they wouldn't want you there.
No, you will not. They will not give you steak bites, you son of a bitch.
Once outside, he exposed himself to a bartender who had helped him get out.
There you go.
That is not getting you back. Oh, yeah? Well, look at my ball. Look at one testicle.
That's what that was, right? That was like the classic, like, I hate you. I'm going to show you my
Yeah, he tried to launch himself into that situation.
Bits.
He did. Here's my bit. That's
Here are
what
my
he said.
Steak bites.
Look at my bits.
What's in the steak bites?
He's as he was escorted to the bar, he then shows the bartender, he exposes himself that helped to get him out. Mm-hmm. The man then tried to go back inside of Mickey's bar, but people inside
Mickey's Dairy Bar.
But people inside were able to lock the doors and keep him out. You can't lock the doors in a bar.
No, yeah. That's a fire.
Not
that's
legally.
A fire
hazard. No, but at Mickey's, they don't give a shit.
Get this guy out of here.
Lock it. It'll just be us, and we like it that way. Everybody else is calm.
We'll call it a dance.
You guys get good to be in here for another 2 hours until he works himself out?
Oh, yeah.
Police discovered an office. Police were called, and an officer discovered the man near the river. That's how you know it's about to turn. Jesus. According to the report, he tried to engage with the man to get him away from the water. However, the man yelled out an expletive and jumped in. Fuck off! Jumped right in.
Get away from the river.
I imagine like a super fast current too.
Oh yeah,
and
just
like sure. And he launched himself into the river.
He just says shit.
Fearing the man would drown, the officer called the Madison Fire Department, a police crisis negotiator, and backup officer. So the officer's like, all right, I'm going to run down the list here. Yeah.
This would never happen any outside of Wisconsin. It'd be like, okay, you've chosen to die. We're going to let you do.
Yep. Goodbye.
You weed yourself out. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll come back with the rest of this story.
Right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Okay, so the cop is like, you're going to jump, you're going to go get in the water? I'm not going to try and save you. I'm just going to call a whole bunch of other people whose job it is to save you.
I love that they're like, the second he jumped in the water, they're like, this is out of our jurisdiction.
We are stepping back and spreading the blame for what happens.
Do you think the cop walked up and was like, hey, man, calm down?
Well,
it's like, no!
Don't get in that river. Got to call local 265.
Don't you tell me to calm down.
Police said an officer used a flashlight to illuminate the man as he swam down the Yahara River. Now, as far as I can tell from looking at the map, the Yahara River splits those two lakes.
Yeah. It spritz you.
Spritz.
How
many blocks do you think this guy swam down the river?
Okay.
I got a story that relates to this.
Sure.
Well, then we'll get to the question.
So I went to Florida State.
Uh-huh. And hell yeah. So you get it.
One of my best friends went to Florida State. We'd watch the games together.
Sure.
One time he drank a whole bottle of rum while watching the game when they beat the Canes. This is like 10 years ago. And my friend,
back when they were good, folks.
He was so excited that he, wearing a Penny Hardaway jersey, fueled on a full bottle of rum, runs about flat sprint for about 2 miles.
No,
you know that kind of that certain people when they get really drunk, they do this thing where like, oh, I'm just gonna exercise like a fucking triathlete,
in jeans,
right? Yeah,
and a Penny Hardaway jersey.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just running down Hollywood Boulevard.
So you think this guy maybe has that drunk exercise
he's got that.
Strength? So how many blocks do you think he went?
Oh, I think he went. Probably the most anyone's ever done. He probably broke a record, but no one was caring
to
watch.
You're our guest, so you can go first, Tig, or third, and your official number of how many you think he went, and I'll tell you the answer.
How many blocks? Okay, is it 1, 2, or 3, or is
no,
it just
as
a random
many as
number?
You think? Any,
be. Yeah,
blocks. But how do you measure blocks in a river?
Because the river goes
right
between
along
the city.
Street,
so
yeah.
So they're following him along the side.
I'm gonna guess. Swimming's hard. Okay, I'm gonna say. Seven,
the hardest part of a triathlon.
Seven
blocks.
Seven.
Go ahead, Tig. I want to call your friend Usain Barf, if that's possible, for the guy who responded.
What's your guess, Jay?
My guess is 12 blocks.
12 blocks.
I would call your friend Insane Bolt.
That works too.
Insane Bolt. I think he went 20 blocks.
20 blocks?
Yeah, that's too far, dude. Come on, 12
20?
Blocks. 20 blocks?
That's like Olympic level.
What? That is.
This is crazy.
Police said the officer used a flashlight to illuminate the man as he swam, which means he's walking along the bank.
I can see you.
I see you. Yeah.
He's with the current, you guys.
Come on.
It's like he's on a people mover.
It's like in Call of Duty. He's trying to dive in. I don't know if they can't be seen.
He swam, the amount of blocks he swam down the Yahara River was?
What'd you say, Johnny?
Seven.
Seven, I said 12.
Jay said 12. 20. Randy said 20. The number is 4 blocks.
Ah, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, way to go. The entire time, the officer and other first responders were putting plans in motion to save the man from drowning should he go under. You mean go get him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are we going to do if he goes under? I think we go get him.
Let's go drag the river.
Let's put that plan in motion.
This is where you got to have your friends. Your drinking buddies are supposed to help you out, not the fire department.
This guy has friends.
That would be funny if they were like, here, guys, you're with him. You got to get him. We'll watch.
He does this every Saturday.
But what are his friends doing? Oh,
while in the Yahara, the man swore at the primary officer and at one point threw his shoes at the cop.
Perfect.
While swimming?
Yes. Great move.
Yes.
That's a lot of energy.
Screw it. Get out of here, a-hole. And he's like, throwing
well, he's
shoes
got to
at him.
Tread water while he
the
throws
man,
it.
And the man also threw his pants and underwear on the shoreline. So now he is Donald Ducking it in this river.
This is
and
recently?
No phone. Yes. You know he doesn't have a phone on him.
Yeah, this story was sent to me on October 3rd,
this
so it's
water
cold.
Is
it's cold.
Freezing.
It feels good, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very
cathartic.
Refreshing.
On
he's
his naked.
Saying that to the cops. Get in!
Feels great.
On, get in, guys. Great. It feels great.
Feels great.
My pants are off.
So, yeah, he throws his pants and his underwear on the shoreline. So no shoes, no pants, no underwear, just
no
a
service.
Shirt. Yeah, no service. Mm-hmm. The swimmer tried to take off his shirt, but failed. I can't. Like, you got one arm over
he's
his head.
He's trying to do the
and,
crawl.
Like, stuck.
Trying,
you can't gotta, get it out.
Drunk web.
There is nothing. That feeling of pulling a wet shirt off of you does, like, suck. It, oh, yeah. You can't, like,
I try and do
stuck.
It for my kids sometimes.
What
and
if it's
so
a button
hard.
Down?
Oh, yeah.
You can't get that
oh, you're done.
It's like, I don't know how to.
Yeah. I can't get a button down off dry half the time.
Above
this
a river.
Swallowing the river every two gulps.
Eventually, he got onto dry land, and just as he was about to enter Lake Monona,
right. I was right, Monona and Mendota.
In the report, the primary officer said a Madison firefighter, this is what I love,
tackled the shit out of him.
No.
Turned the hose on him.
No.
Touched his penis.
Gave
touched
him some soup.
His heart.
What?
Quote, they said, quote, he was outstanding in developing a rapport with the suspect and convincing him to get out of the water.
Oh, this is that God. Classic Buddhist thing where it's like the guy who wants to use his karate to defend someone yeah. Instead the old man's like relax I've
tai
been
chi,
there before
judo
yeah.
Judo's the shit up it takes his energy and uses
yeah. That cop walks
how
up
much do
like,
they like get out of the water just get out of the water he stands up and just his junk is free flowing everyone's like
get back in the water
get back in
he gets out and he's you know he's probably like hey man don't calm down I get it dude.
Dude,
go calm down. Swim,
you want to go jump
swim
in that
crazy
river?
Over to me.
Yeah.
I've been divorced 9 times.
I get it.
How many times? Have you only 3?
Hey, no, listen. We're in Wisconsin. I know when someone's left my cheese out in the wind. I feel you, dude.
We're in Wisconsin. Don't worry about getting arrested. They're going to do toasts to you at Mickey's Bar from
hey.
Now on.
Oh,
you're like a little Madison
a
legend.
You're
yeah.
Still okay,
they're
going
to name a triathlon after you.
You're going to have your own brewery.
The Madison Fire Department wrapped the man in a towel, and police were able to recover his pants, although, quote, we never found his underwear and shoes. They belong to the river now.
Yeah. Those are hanging up in the bar.
Is that your underwear and shoes? It's,
yep.
It's Moody's now. It's the rivers now.
It's the rivers. The wet rivers. Man was not happy and berated those who had worked to help him. He needs to make a friend,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude. Not, this is on you
now. You know what? You think he's saying, you assholes, I was going to get this out in that mosh pit. Now I'm just angry at you.
Yeah.
That sentence you just said, the wet man was not happy,
yeah.
Sounds like a reading trainer, like
yeah,
a bad...
Yeah, that is.
Like,
the wet man was
the
not happy.
The wet man was not happy.
Happy
the
today.
Wet man was not... The wet
I don't
man,
know why, but now they finally give his name.
Like how to teach people English.
At the yeah. End of this story, William Odenweller.
The Bob,
oh,
the Bob Odenkirk of wet...
He broke
bitters.
Really bad.
Yeah,
he will face...
I was down in the basement for a while
yeah.
When, with William.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't come out. So
yeah.
We just told his mom that
Odenwellers
are moving. So
where
yeah.
They go? Where did they go?
Hey, where did what is William down there?
Is he still in the basement?
I'm not down here. Fuck off.
Where'd yeah. He go?
I cried at the end when they shot the dog in Odenweller.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That was really one of the saddest.
Really sad because we love that dog.
It was a golden retriever.
We love that dog.
William Odenweller will face tentative charges, which I love. They're like, we'll see.
Yeah.
Of lewd and lascivious behavior.
You should
behavior.
Have to swim in the river and pick up trash.
Disorderly
is that right?
Yeah.
Like the, on a highway, you got to do it in the river.
Disorderly conduct and unlawful trespass. I'm going to ask you guys now.
How old
is William Odenweller?
This is a tough one.
Much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price.
Who is gonna get it right? Yes, the age. Yes, the age.
Oh, all right, well, Johnny, you are our guest, Johnny. You can go first, Tig or third, Tig is second. You tell us.
If you want,
where do you want to go, and what your guess is after we've decided that?
Where do I want to go?
You want to go first, first?
I'll go first.
Okay,
I'm good with first so far.
How old do you think William Oldenweller is?
I think he is 37.
Okay.
Jason Sklar?
This guy's 56.
56.
Ooh. No way. This guy's 24 years old.
Okay.
He's just got that crazy. I got to get this out of my system.
All right.
56, by the way, means that he was about 25 when
21 years ago
when Pearl Jam came out. So like he's into the mosh pit, he's in that era.
Okay.
56 years
old. Okay. Before we give away this answer on this round of Guess the Agey, does anybody have anything else they want to plug?
I do.
Go ahead. Please, where are you going? Minneapolis.
Did I mention that show or not?
No. What's the date on that?
October 26th, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Parkway Theater.
Heck yeah.
It's my solo show.
Go hit it.
One person solo show at the newly renovated. It's called Moving Through Physical Space.
Nice.
It's kind of a wild.
And if you're not there, you missed that show, definitely come see the show that you do at Satellite, which is a monthly show.
That's in LA. Other one's October 26th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a theater.
And check you out on NBC's Thursdays at 9.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
On I Feel Bad. We, Austin, Texas, the 7th through the 10th of
November.
November.
Cap City.
Club. We're doing this big benefit in St. Louis, the
Project Wake Up at the Chaminade Theater in St. Louis on the Saturday night of Thanksgiving weekend.
November 24th. Oh, that's going to be really cool. But Tim Convey, our buddy, is hosting the event.
Hi, Tim. I love you.
Wait, where is that?
That's in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a great cause, and we're going to be headlining and doing
raising
some
a lot of good money for
December 10th, we're doing a live Dumb People Town at Largo. How about that?
Looks like that's going to be our 100th
episode. Oh, come out for that one. That's going to be a huge. If you're in the LA area, we need you out for that show.
So we've got, and we'll be in San Diego in January.
And then also on the Portland. 20th, on the 20th, the 20th of December, we're headlining Flappers here in Burbank. Nice. So go.
And guys, as you know by now, but I keep saying it because I want to hang out with you. I want to see you, townies. I will be doing the second leg of my tour starting on the 1st of November in Seattle and then Bellingham and Eugene and Portland and San Francisco and San Diego and LA and Phoenix. So go to danielvankirk.com if you want to come hang out with me in the beginning of November.
All right. How old is this son of a gun?
Let's review our answers. Johnny
Olden Weller.
I said 37.
Okay. I said 24.
Randy said 24.
I said 56.
56. One of you is 1 year off.
Oh. So now we get to play the game of who do you think is 1 year off?
Who do you think is 1 year off, Johnny?
I'm going to have confidence in myself and say yes, me.
Okay.
I'm going with me too.
I'm going with me.
Wow. Okay.
Everybody stayed in their lane.
All right, townies, get your answers in right now because
yell at your earbuds.
William Oldenweller, the man who wanted to start a mosh pit where no one else signed up for that.
Launched himself into people, then launched himself into the river, then launched his own junk at someone.
Yes, and they had to lock the doors of a bar like in Bronx Tale.
Lock the gates.
Now you can't get in. Okay, ready? He is 36 years old. 36.
Desjardins.
Yes.
Desjardins.
Way to go, Johnny.
I guessed it because it's what I would have done.
How old are you, sir?
That age.
Beautiful.
He knows. Awesome.
Me loves it. Okay, I Feel Bad. NBC's. That's Thursday nights at 9. Yeah. Check
moving
that
through
out.
Physical Must space.
See, yeah, moving through physical space. It's my solo show.
Your podcast here at Starburst.
Live to tape.
Live to tape. Check it all out. You are such a good dude, and we're so happy to have you on the show, and you just play this damn thing so perfectly.
Get in deep.
Oh, shit. We got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum.
Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.